specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in a minute. The township continued to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming over-treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have to their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be unmuted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers in an individual line. We ask, if you wish to speak, that you dial in a separate line so that we can recognize you and as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comment to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of the reading. Thank you in advance for your patience, and we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Shudder, please roll call.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill? Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Township Attorney Michael Baker?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here with myself, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms.
Standing for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we move item number 5. Comment from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda. Do you have any comments from Administration or Council?
Seeing none.
Declared none. Okay. Item number 6.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. Comments regarding item number 8, consent agenda item only. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Okay.
Council President, I have one person currently with their hand raised. I am asking them now to unmute themselves.
Okay, thank you.
7604, last four digits. Please unmute yourself by hitting star six. Go ahead, you may speak.
Good evening. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Hope everyone's doing well and staying safe. I can't seem to find the agenda. Give me one second. The consent agenda was very long, and so I was curious if there was any information that the council or the mayor could share about the joint insurance fund, since that seemed to be of interest last time, as well as any information about the property reassessment firm that's being hired, if that's the same firm as last year.
On the property reassessment firm, that is the same firm that was done that the last year, and this is for commercial property. And the joint insurance fund, what this is, allows us to participate in their safety program. They provide training and they do facilities inspections for us. And if we attain enough points, we get a end of the year bonus, which we did get last year.
Thanks, Mr. Dacey. I think that's Mr. Dacey anyway. That the property reassessment company, is that also the one that does the individual property taxes, or is that just for commercial property?
No, this is just for this is just for commercial property.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If anyone else wishes to speak with regard to a consent agenda item, please press star 9 to raise your hand to speak. Thank you. Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you. Item number 7, ordinance, first reading, approval and amendment redevelopment plan for block 54501, lot 1.02, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, please read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, approving an amended redevelopment plan for block 4501, lot 1.02, pursuant to NJSA 48:12A-1 et sec, the local redevelopment and housing law, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 23rd day of March 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Shiller. Do I have an offer?
Councilman Bullard, offer.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Do I roll call, please, Ms. Shiller?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8. Consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that council would you like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, thank you.
Do I have a motion?
Offer. It's Councilman Khan.
Second.
Councilman Bullard, second.
Thank you. Ms. Tudor, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Item number 9, resolution introduction of CY 2021 municipal budget. Ms. Tudor, please read this resolution.
Be it resolved that the following statements of revenues and appropriations shall constitute the municipal budget for the year 2021. Be it further resolved that said budget will be published in the Star Ledger in the issue of March 12, 2021. The governing body of the Township of Piscataway does hereby approve the following as the budget for year 2021. Explanatory statement, summary, general appropriations for appropriations within CAPS, municipal purposes, $52,424,059. Appropriations excluded from CAPS, municipal purposes, $25,342,247.85. Local district school purposes in municipal budget, total general appropriations excluded from CAPS, $25,342,247.85. Reserve for uncollected taxes based on estimated 98.85% of tax collections, $2,157,437.46. Okay. Building aid allowance, total general appropriations, $79,923,744.31. Less anticipated revenues other than current property taxes, $29,034,486.63. Difference amount to be raised by taxes for support of municipal budget, local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes, $48,011,898.68. Minimum library tax, $2,877,359. A hearing on the budget and tax resolution will be held at the Piscataway Municipal Building, as well as by telephonic conference on April 20th, 2021 at 7:30 p.m., at which time and place objections to said budget and tax resolution for the year 2021 may be presented by taxpayers or other interested persons.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sheridan. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilwoman Chanel.
Thank you. Ms. Sheridan, have a roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Rook. Item number 10, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Bullard?
Yes, very quickly. I'm hoping that just all of us, or most of us, are in the process of getting our needles, because I know we're getting a lot of calls and so forth. You know, so that's all, pretty much all I had to say.
Thank you, Ms. Bullard. Councilman, can I help? Councilman Kim Khan.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to recognize the women members of the Council on International Women's Day, as well as my wife and business partner as well. And there's a lot of great women out there, The women that we have on the town council have been terrific, and I've long said we need more women in politics, and we certainly need more women in Congress. So I just wanted to acknowledge my friends and colleagues on the town council.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. You know I sincerely mean that. We were one of the few towns, or anywhere maybe, at one point in time we had more women on the town council than we had men, and we did very well, I would say.
Thank you, Ms. Tim. Councilwoman McLamarty.
Just wishing all of those Irish happy St. Patrick's Day out there.
Thank you. Councilman Carlin.
Hi, thank you, Council President. I too, like Councilman Steve Kahn, want to acknowledge that Women's History Month is the month of March, and National Women's Day was yesterday. Want to thank my colleagues on the council, as well as the women on this call, the residents of Piscataway, for all of your hard work. And just want to read a statement that I had actually stated. Women's History Month is a time to recognize and celebrate all the hard work and sacrifice women, mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, wives, and sisters have endured to secure a seat at the table for women in society today. So just want to thank everyone for all of their hard work and continue to keep up the good work. We just know that we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Grant. Councilman Francon, please.
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. I just echo my colleague, Councilman Khan and McCollum, for the month of March for Missile Woman Days. So I want to congratulate everybody and happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I want to echo what all the other prior speakers said. And then as an aside note, I want to thank Senator Menendez and Booker and Congressman Pallone for helping support the COVID relief bill that passed both the House and the Senate and hopefully will be on the President's desk by the end of this week. It will dramatically help a lot of citizens around this country and this state and here in Piscataway Township. So hopefully this is a game changer to help those families out during this COVID pandemic crisis. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Desi.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Rajiv Guma.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Item number 11, agenda session for March 23rd, 2021. Ordinance second reading, amendment chapter 7, traffic section 14, parking prohibited. Open to public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comment? None. Ordinance second reading to exit the municipal budget appropriation limits and established to cap bank open to public resolution adopting ordinance. Any comment or question? Look like none. Ordinance second reading approving an amendment redevelopment plan for block 4501.1.02 open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. Look like none. Ordinance first reading amendment chapter 21 zoning to add section 21-1102 the A supplement landscape standard resolution adopting ordinance. Any comment or question?
No.
Thank you. Ordinance first reading board ordinance road rehabilitation to improvement appropriating 49 million and 42,045,600 resolution adopting ordinance. Any comment or questions?
None.
Thank you. Resolution authorizing award master energy sales agreement for Township Piscataway Municipal Building Electricity. Any comment or questions? Okay,
yeah.
None. Resolution authorizing award for contract 2021-2022 security guard service for Stirling Village Senior Housing. Bid opening March 18, 2021. Any comment or questions?
None.
Resolution authorizing award of bid 2021-2022 milling and road surface preparation for DPW resurfacing for of various streets. Any comment or question?
None.
Thank you. Resolution authorizing award of bid Leslie Avenue Improvement Phase 1, bid opening 11 March 2021. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing return of safety and stabilization guarantee bond Brunswick Business Property LLC Block 9301 Lot 54-05 141 Ethel Road West. Any comment or question? Okay, none. Okay, resolution authorizing release of partial escrow Stirling Village tenants move to different unit. Blind Winda Pallet, Margaret Adam and Carol Maisa. Any comment or questions?
None.
Resolution authoring award of bid 2021-2022 hard mix asphalt material for road surfacing bid opening March 4th, 2021. Any question or comments? None. Resolution authorizing award of bid 2021-2022 landscaping maintenance of township property bid opening February 25, 2021. Any comment or question?
None.
Resolution authorizing award of contract through ESCNJ for computer hardware, laptop, desktop, server, and assorted components. CDW Government LLC, not to exceed 100,000. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing award of contract through New Jersey State Contract for computer hardware, laptop, desktop, monitor, server, and other assorted components. Dell Marketing LP, not to exceed 100,000. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing change order 1, restoration of Metless House triplex not to exceed $3,000. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing award of contract for asphalt coring testing court, Brotherhood Street Improvement. Fee tag not to exceed $2,140. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing award for contract administration and construction inspection of Backland Avenue Improvement Phase 1. Remington and Wernick Engineers not to exceed $235,000. Any comment or question? None. Okay, motion accept the report of clerk account February 2021. Motion accept report of division revenue February 2021. Motion receive and enter into minute disturbance of the month of February 2021. And motion accept council meeting minutes of January 1 and 12, 2021. Any comment or questions? Look like none. Item number 12. Open to public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make any comments. The consular admissioner will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I have individual with their hand raised. Last four digits, 9879. I've asked them to unmute themselves.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Please state your name and address, please.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway. It's a follow-up to last meeting's comments where I asked for a resolution, and I sent an email describing it. Hopefully the council has had the chance to read it. I'd like to ask the following. Please close your eyes and visualize the following. Your house is on fire. The fire chief arrives, takes notes of the situation, and says, "Your house will be okay. We're going to pour water on it." At the same time, gasoline is being poured on it. Now, we would all agree that this is an unlikely scenario, but not the way to save your house. Consider the analogous situation which applies to the world and New Jersey. First, the house is our home, our only home, planet Earth. We cannot replace it. We must keep the level of irreversible loss to a minimum. Our governor has plans to save our house, pour water on it. He has promised to take some steps in that right direction. But he is also allowing gas to be poured on it, allowing more fossil fuel infrastructure to be built in New Jersey. We have limited control over the rest of the world on this issue, but we can tell the governor to immediately enact a moratorium on fossil fuel infrastructure in New Jersey. Over the weekend, after I wrote that, I read in an article about Exxon, just a short portion of a sentence, if you're going to take a climate emergency resolution seriously, the first thing you should stop doing is literally pouring more fuel on the fire. So stop building new fossil fuel infrastructure, end of quote. The same thing that I said above. So I'd ask the council, what's the next step? Can we vote on it? Do you have questions? Have the council had an opportunity to read the email I sent? That's my side.
Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Just want to acknowledge Mr. Madison. This is Councilman Chanel McCollum. Just want to say that I did get your information. Haven't had an opportunity to go through the entire packet yet, but thank you for sending it over. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr.
Council President, I am asking the next individual to unmute themselves. They are identified as Brian.
Can you hear me?
Brian, if you could unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Please state your name and address, please.
Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. My only question was, is the budget going to be posted somewhere before that meeting? I mean, it's obviously hard to understand a bunch of numbers being read by someone on a call.
It will be posted on our website tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Timothy.
Council President, I'm unmuting the next individual with their hand raised. Last four digits, 7604.
Please state your name and address.
Ellis Parkway, good evening again. I saw the mayor's message in the newsletter today, and I was curious about the statement that the township economic development plans and goals have created many good jobs for Piscataway residents. Can anyone provide factual information and report on the number of jobs that have been created and the wages that they pay? Ballpark, bigger than a bread box, smaller than a Volvo.
So, Ms. Berger, this is Councilwoman McCollum. So I am not able to provide that information. We're not the employer of some of the individuals that might be hired, so we wouldn't, you know, be privy to that information in terms of the salaries of those individuals. And I don't have the number of individual residents in the Gateway that have been hired by the new company that have come into Piscataway. But I do know that there are individuals in Piscataway who currently work for some of those companies.
It's just that there's an ongoing claim being made that your economic development plan has created, quote, many good jobs for Piscataway residents. A lot of people would like to know exactly what that means. Is that one job? Is that 100 jobs? What kind of jobs? Are those jobs that pay union wages? Are there jobs that have benefits? So I thought I could ask, and so you guys don't actually know how to calculate that or don't have that information. Thanks. Also, the comment in the mayor's message that the township's land use policy is proactive is similarly curious. At a prior meeting, Mr. Kahn claimed that the township had attempted to purchase the property at 1570 South Washington Avenue. In response to an OCRA request, I was told that there's no documentation of that attempt and that, in fact, Mr. Kahn meant efforts to acquire property at 1690 South Washington Avenue. Could Mr. Kahn or anyone else elaborate on exactly what steps the council took to acquire that property?
Well, I'll elaborate very quickly in two seconds if someone will let me. Council President.
Go ahead.
I misunderstood the property that Ms. Berger was questioning about when she asked the question.
What I'm trying to identify is what steps did the council or the township or township officials take? You had a discussion. What was in that discussion? There has to be a record of that discussion. If township council or public officials were involved in it, even so much as an email or a calendaring opportunity, which is why there should be a written record of what you all said you did to back up a written record of what you did to back up what you said you did. So I'm trying to ascertain what are the actual steps. Did somebody go for coffee? Did you have a meeting? Did you have an exchange of ideas? What were the things that were done to try to acquire the property at 1690?
Ms. Berger, this is Roger, the tax attorney. I understand you've already made an OPRA request, and we're gathering those documents to respond accordingly.
Council President, I have another individual that has had their hand raised. The last four digits are 4525. You can unmute yourself and you may speak. Go ahead.
Okay. Please state your name and address, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Nidish Varghese, 15 Hicks Street. Just had a question on Brotherhood. I know you guys spent some significant money adding sewer lines into that street over the summer. Is there plans to repave that road as well this coming spring or fall? Because I know that you guys had to take a lot of time to actually put a sewer lines on that main road.
Yeah, this is the administrator, Tim. We're waiting for some utility work to get completed. They've got to move some gas lines, and some PSC&G work needs to be done out there. And then when the spring comes, we'll be looking to paving in the next month.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Timothy.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Chitter. Item number 13, adjournment. Do I have more offer?
I'm now closing the public.
Okay. Now, item number 12, open to the public. Motion is closed. So, item number 13, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Offer.
Second.
Thank you.
Everyone in favor?
Aye. None.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
And stay well.
Thank you.
Goodbye.